From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Based on recent numbers, it looks like the U.S. is winning the trade war. The U.S. stock market is up marginally, while the Chinese stock market is headed in the opposite direction in a bear market. Forbes.com reports the trade war has resulted in companies here stockpiling inventory out of concerns President Trump will make good on his threats to increase tariffs on everything China exports to the U.S., with the trade gap on the rise. Mixed reaction after the EPA issued new rules for the use of dicamba formulations in dicamba-tolerant crops in the Roundup Extend system. According to Agriculture.com, companies that make and sell dicamba, like Bayer and BASF, are pleased. University and extension scientists have questions and concerns, and the Save Our Crops Coalition, a collection of farmers growing tomatoes and other crops, are not happy. Iowa State Extension weed specialist Bob Hartzler says the EPA is in a tough spot. No matter what they do, someone will criticize. President Trump wants to reach an agreement on trade with Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20 Nations Summit in Argentina later this month and, according to people familiar with the matter, has asked key U.S. officials to begin drafting potential terms. AgWeb.com reports the push for a possible trade deal with China was prompted by the president's recent telephone call with Xi to discuss internal deliberations. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.